Two Washington state lawmakers are defending their frequent dinners with lobbyists. The meals show up in monthly reports filed with the state's Public Disclosure Commission. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has been digging into those reports.
State Representative Marcus Richelli, he's a freshman Democrat from Spokane. On four occasions from January through March, he dined out with Michael Temple, a lobbyist for the state's powerful Trial Lawyers Association. When I asked Richelli about those dinners, he joked,
"I'm an Italian kid. I have a big appetite."
More seriously, Richelli said some of those dinners came about at the last minute at the end of a busy day.
What's nice is that you work a long day and you're thinking, oh, I got to go grab a bite. And is it going to be Jack in the Box? Is it going to be something else? And you have an opportunity to sit down and wind down a little bit and have these discussions in the evenings when we're not working late on the floor.
Temple, the lobbyist, says there should be nothing surprising about his four meals with Richelli.
I've known him for a very long time. I knew him as when he was a staff person in the legislature. His father is also a member of our association, and so he is a natural for us to talk to about any number of civil and legal justice issues.
Now, the group Common Cause says dinners like these can lead to, quote, influence buying, but both Temple and Richelli say there is absolutely no quid pro quo.
That's just totally inappropriate, and there's never any expectation of that.
You're never beholden to anybody. We're here to represent our constituents and represent the state the best we can, and none of that has any impact on any of the decision-making.
Another name that shows up frequently in a review of lobbying reports is Senate Floor Leader Joe Fain. He's a Republican. Between January and the end of March, Fain ate out a dozen times with a contract lobbyist whose clients include Microsoft and Comcast. Fain declined to be interviewed for this story, but a staffer noted that some of those were group gatherings with other lawmakers and lobbyists, and that Fain didn't necessarily eat, even if he was counted at the table. Lobbyist meals are legal in Washington as long as they are properly reported. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.